Today, are pay rises chasing inflation higher? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where the latest post covering finance and property news. Before I start, just to say that Edwin won't be joining me today, hopefully later in the week, but I will go on making shows. Meantime, in the UK, annual growth in regular pay, that's excluding bonuses, is the highest we've seen since comparable statistics began back in 2001. In fact, the Office of National Statistics said, in May to July 2023, the annual growth in regular pay, excluding bonuses, was 7.8%. That's the same as the previous three-month period and the highest regular annual growth since 2001. Annual growth in employees' average total pay, that's including bonuses, was 8.5% in May to July 2023. And this total growth rate is affected by the NHS and civil service one-off payments made in June and July 2023, but we can see workers are now chasing real wages growth as inflation eases, just a little actually, with annual growth in real terms, that's adjusted for inflation using the consumer price index, including owner-occupiers' housing costs, for total pay is up for the year by 1.2% and for regular pay over a year-on-year rise of 0.6%. Now in Australia, the Fair Work Commission released their latest data on Monday, which revealed that average pay rises in new collective agreements in Australia have risen to a high of 4.7%, closing in on inflation and putting pressure on wage forecasts. The increase is the highest average recorded since the Commission's data series began back in 2002, surpassing previous highs of 4.4%. And it's based on 174 deals lodged from August the 12th to August the 25th and extended to about 64,000 employees. But with inflation at 6% over the quarter to June and the monthly series at 4.9% on average, workers in Australia are still going backwards in terms of real take-home pay. That's after inflation. In fact, applications to approve enterprise agreements, including in banking, education, construction, and retail, shows wages deals lodged over July and August recorded average increases of 4% or above for the last 6 weeks in a row for the first time this year. The EBA data shows agreements in the banking, finance and insurance sector for 32,166 employees, average wage rises of 4.1%. And the deal includes the National Australia Bank, where wages rose by 5% for workers earning less than $100,000 a year. Retail deals recorded 3% increases for 4,657 workers, while manufacturing scored 3.8% for 1,683 workers, and construction 4.1% for just over 1,000 workers. Education actually topped the pay gains for the August fortnight, with an average increase of 7.6% in six agreements, covering 5,395 employees. Separately, data from SEEK this week showed that advertised salaries also rose, actually up by 4.8% over the year to August. That's more than the 4.6% rise in July and close to the consumer price index of 4.9%. That was largely driven by community services sectors where aged care workers enjoyed a 15% pay rise. SEEK economist Matt Calgill said while wages were growing fast, he believed they were still within the realm of expectation and in line with the Reserve Bank's forecast for overall wage growth to peak at 4.1% by the end of the year. To some extent as well, particularly in the EBA data, there might be a makeup for COVID, he said. Some businesses did ask people to take lower wages during the more acute phase of the pandemic to try and get the businesses through, and perhaps we're now seeing a bit of a catch-up on those types of arrangements. Certainly, if this is sustained, we will keep seeing figures in the mid 4% range, and that's inconsistent with the forecasts and will lead to change the outlook, he said. But at least to date, I don't think this should cause us to think that the outlook has changed materially. Looking at the data in more detail, community services and development stands out with an 8% growth in advertised salaries in the year to August. Most other large industries are seeing a slowing of ASI growth. For example, the trades and services industry experienced 5.5% growth in the year to August. That's actually down from a peak of 6.8% in the year to April 2023. Notably, hospitality and tourism have seen a continued moderation in ASI growth, with advertised salaries up just 2.6% in the year to August. And hospitality is an industry in which the largest proportion of employees are paid according to an award. Modest advertised salary growth has persisted in hospitality despite the Fair Work Commission's decision to lift award wages by 5.75% from July. This moderation in advertised salaries reflects a fall in labour demand in hospitality from the very hot labour market experienced in 2022. And Capital Economics senior economist Marthal Phelan said while the latest EBAs covered a large number of employees than normal, on an employment weighted 12-week average, agreement wage rises still stood at 3.7%. Admittedly, it's possible that this year's very strong minimum wage hike has emboldened unions to push for bigger pay hikes, he said. But union officials' inflation expectations have dropped back a bit recently and points to pay hikes of around 4%. And with the labour market starting to loosen, I doubt pay hikes close to 5% will be sustained. The pay rises come as the CFMEU, including in Queensland, Western Australia, New South Wales and Victoria, is gearing up for the next round of enterprise bargaining construction, which traditionally delivers pay rises of 5% a year. But the point I want to make here is that pay rises could well feed into more inflation, not least, of course, because inflation is now being driven by the services sector, which includes wages growth. So there is evidence, certainly in the UK, and I think also in Australia, of people chasing high wages because of high inflation. And whilst inflation may be coming down in the short term, this could make it turn turtle. We'll have to wait and see. But the bottom line is in Australia, most people are still going backwards in real terms. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.